Please sit. I'm sure you have all encountered this. Let's see if this works better. I'm sure you've all encountered this. Every now and then you tell someone that you're going to church or you're talking about religion and what you believe, and they say, "Well, I'm spiritual, but not religious." There's a lot that's built into that phrase, but I think part of it, no small part of it, is this understanding that religion is legalistic. And we live, let's be honest, in a legalistic society. We understand lawsuits and getting tripped up in the details of the law, and that this is somehow scary, and somehow religion has gotten caught up in all of that and has become scary. And they aren't necessarily wrong. This whole section of Matthew, chapter 5, and we're starting sort of in the middle of it because last week we didn't get the first part of it, is Jesus talking about the law. And as he reminds us this morning, he's not releasing us from anything. In fact, in many sections of this, he's making it harder. Which isn't what we like to tell people. We usually try and reassure them that religion isn't too hard, that it's not something you can't do, and that maybe we should be religious and spiritual, that this legalism doesn't trip us up as much as we fear it will. But that's not what Jesus is saying this morning. It's not what this is about. One of the most beautiful things I have seen in terms of religious artifacts is a Torah scroll. Have any of you ever seen one? Some of you are nodding. They're gorgeous. If you go to a synagogue, you'll see them sort of rolled up and in beautiful casing because they're protected and revered. But if you ever have the chance to see one unrolled, find it and take it, because they are even more beautiful written out. The reality of a Torah scroll is there are, well, rules and laws that prescribe how one can be written and must be written to be used in temple. And this means they're beautiful. There's a script you have to use. You can have so many lines per page, section. The pages are stitched together so it rolls. You can have so many letters on a page. It's justified, and this is all, well, it's a little legalistic if you don't understand it. And that's really what Jesus is talking about in a portion of what we heard this morning, when he reminds us that he comes to fulfill the law, and not one letter or one stroke of a letter will be destroyed, and it will all be kept. This practice of writing a Torah scroll is really a calling, because you have to learn all of this. You have to learn how to cut the quills you use to write, what inks you may and may not use, and what exactly sort of parchment you may use to write on. There is a habit to how you sit down to work every day. You cannot write from memory. You must copy from a source that has been copied from, that has been copied from, that has been copied from. And there is a prescribed script. It's its own sort of Hebrew calligraphy. And that is what Jesus is referencing when he says, not a letter or a stroke of a letter. If you go back to a slightly older version of the English translation, you get not a jot or a tittle. Some of you have heard that and remember that with me. If you go back sort of further into what Jesus was referencing, jot is a transliteration, a bad transliteration of yod, which is the smallest Hebrew letter. If you're writing it out in sort of everyday script, it kind of looks like an apostrophe. You have to work to make sure it doesn't get lost among the other letters. the script you would use to write on a Torah scroll is not quite that easy for it to get lost in, but it's still very small. And a tittle is even smaller. If you know fonts, you know there are serif fonts and there are sans serif fonts. A tittle is a serif, that little sort of elongation at the end of a stroke that helps you know where the lines end. This is what Jesus is saying. Neither of these will be lost, that the detail that is paid attention to in the Torah, in the law, will all be kept track of. If you read about what a sofer, one who can scribe out a Torah scroll, has to do, this script, this calligraphy is very prescribed. There's where you start a letter, there's where you finish a letter, there's the order in which you do all of this, and there's what it has to look like. So as long as the Torah is kept, yods and tittles won't be lost. We'll keep track of all of this. We know this because when mistakes were made, you risked the entire section you were working on. If you don't get your letters exactly right, you have to start over. Now, sometimes you can just sort of scrape off your mistake and write again, but sometimes you have ruined the entire sheet that you have written. It takes a year to write a Torah scroll, so you've made a substantial mistake. And none of this, nothing in this will be lost, Jesus assures us. It's a lot to take in, it's a lot to keep track of, and it does seem legalistic at some point in time. You have to do it exactly right, after all, and these are the rules for doing it exactly right. If you sit down, though, and read through the explanation of all of this, you'll be struck, as I was, by here is how it starts, and this letter may not be any wider than this, and this letter must be twice as wide as that letter, and this is the letter you can stretch out to make sure that it's completely justified. There are all these rules, and there's a beauty in them, and that's part of what you see when you look at a Torah scroll. But the other thing you will be struck by is that all of this is explained as being necessary so that not even a child can make a mistake when they are looking at this. It's the word, and it appears over and over, that phrase. Not even a child can mistake the work you are doing. There are rules, and there are strictures, and there is a setting we live within as Christians. It is part of being religious. Part of what gives us the freedom to be spiritual, but it is part of what allows us to come back when being spiritual is hard this week. There is, no matter how much we try to avoid it these days, an element of this life we have chosen that is legalistic. But it is for a reason. Is not rule upon rule because we like making rules or we feel that everyone needs to follow them. When we read it that way, we are doing it wrong. When we live into it, though, when our lives, with all of their mistakes and imperfections that God embraces with us, with all of the corrections that we can make, with all of our jots and tittles, all of our letters and strokes of letters in exactly the best form and shape we can make them, becomes something. We become something standing in this faith tradition that even a child can understand. And that is part of the beauty and most of the reason that we become, that our faith, that our God through us becomes something that even a child can understand. Amen.